From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams.
And in New York, this is Robert Siegel. In the past hour and a half, another part of the World Trade Center has collapsed. Andrea Bernstein is at New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's Emergency Command Center. Andrea, I understand that you were right there when this part of the complex came down. Where were you and what did you see?
Well, the mayor had planned to take a small group of reporters to tour Ground Zero to check on relief efforts. And he was going to go down with the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Joseph Albaugh. While he was waiting on the heliport, while the mayor's motorcade was waiting for Mr. Albaugh, the building collapsed. And so we did go to Lower Manhattan, but we could not get to Ground Zero. We in fact, couldn't really get within four blocks of Ground Zero because of the smoke in the air and because all of the workers had been evacuated. The mayor said that this could hinder and hurt evacuation efforts and that there may have been more rescue workers buried in the debris.
And given the scene down there, given what it looks like and then what happened this evening, how far from work resuming do you think Lower Manhattan is right now?
Well, the corner where we were watching the building smoke was the corner of Church and Chambers. This is two blocks from the building where WNYC is. That building has been evacuated. And I'm there every day. That's where I buy my lunch. And needless to say, I've never seen it like this. It was filled with dust. It was filled with rescue workers. Buildings are still very unstable. As we were riding downtown, the message came across the police radio that a 50-story building was in danger of buckling and collapsing. This one at the corner of Broadway and John Street, which is roughly across the street from the World Trade Center. And they were evacuating that area as a precaution. So the situation is still very, very unstable down there.
And according to the mayor and his aides, what is the status now of first trying to arrive at accurate casualty figures and also the numbers of people who are being treated for injuries?
Well, he has said that 1,700 people have been treated for minor to severe injuries. There were 55 casualties as of about 4:30 this afternoon. However, during the press conference, the mayor said he had just learned that another 16 bodies had been discovered. So the counts have obviously been mounting. I should say that reporters who were down at Ground Zero earlier with the mayor did not see any sign of any bodies in the rubble. And just how many intact bodies will be found is not clear at all at this point.
But the numbers that you're citing right now are obviously far, far less than what we believe was the real death toll here.
Far, far, far less. Officials are saying anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000. Senator Charles Schumer, who toured the accident site for the first time with the mayor and with Mr. Albaugh, said that he had never seen anything like it. There was a woman who approached the mayor and said that her son was in the burning building in 7 World Trade Center that we could see. And Senator Schumer said that is repeated 10,000 times over.
I mean, apart from people who came to tell the mayor something like that, how were New Yorkers receiving him as he travels around?
It was extraordinary. As the motorcade was driving down West Street, which had been basically evacuated to all but emergency vehicles, there were people cheering as if it were a parade. They were holding up signs that said, thank you, thank you. They were running up with bottles of water to hand to the police and the emergency personnel.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
Reporter Andrea Bernstein, who is at Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's Emergency Command Center in Lower Manhattan.